Dr. Habiter, dictating clinic note on Ronald Stetler. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name S-E-T-L-E-R, birth date 11-4-63, dictation 2-13-24. Patient presents with history of cough, congestion, chills, or flu-like symptoms for 3 days. Also describes retained recurrent right jaw off antibiotics for the past several days. States he was seen in a discounted dental clinic in Conroe, Hope Clinic. States he couldn't pay to be seen. It's $150 charge for initial office visit. States his blood review of symptoms. States blood pressure was decreased 79 over 54 3 days ago. Feel like decreased blood sugar. Past history says has had a history of low blood sugar in the past, not for several years. States he had a congressional heart cast 5 to 6 years ago. Cardiologist in Cleveland, doesn't remember name. Metallic abnormality. States he had a cardiac arrest times 3 in 1990 following an electrical explosion with loss of vision for a month. That's a family history, non-contributory. Except has limited funds. Retired. Physical exam, mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. 2+ tenderness, right mid mandible with battery decayed, broken right lower premolars and molar. Neck, supple without masses, lungs, calcification, percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm, sound members of gallop, abdomen, sloppy, again, skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Random blood sugar was taken 96. COVID strep screens were negative. EKG showed some evidence of the inferior and lateral ST changes compatible with ischemia because of respiratory infection. Patient was given injection of 7 and prescription for Cleosin to take 300 milligrams 3 times a day for 10 days for a reoccurrence of abscess 2. Final diagnosis, questionable hypoglycemia, abnormal EKG, influenza, type illness, non-AB, syncope spell with hypotension reported. Patient was referred to cardiologist as soon as possible to go to the ER if necessary. And follow up here for later care as needed, for routine refills as needed. Thank you, Dr. Habiter.